Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
In an indictment that was unsealed Thursday, a federal grand jury in Anchorage charged a Kenai dentist and his wife with tax evasion, conspiring to defraud the United States, bankruptcy fraud, wire fraud, money laundering, and other federal crimes. According to the indictment, from approximately 2013 to present, Glenn and Saray Lockwood of Kenai, owners of Kenai Dental Clinic, evaded payment of millions of dollars of federal income taxes and filed false bankruptcy petitions to impede the IRS's collection efforts. To conceal their assets from both the IRS and bankruptcy creditors, the Lockwoods allegedly formed an LLC and transferred assets into the LLC. During the bankruptcy proceedings, the Lockwoods allegedly denied ownership of said LLC and other assets. This according to a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice. According to the indictment, the Lockwoods attempted to evade more than $3.5 million in taxes. If convicted, both Lockwoods face a maximum of 5 years in prison for each count of tax evasion, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and bankruptcy fraud, as well as 20 years in prison for each count of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Stuart Goldberg of the Justice Department's Tax Division and U.S. Attorney S. Lane Tucker for the Division of Alaska made the announcement. IRS criminal investigation is currently investigating the case. Trial attorney Ahmed Al-Mudalel of the Tax Division and Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Heyman for the District of Alaska are prosecuting the case. Arraignment has been set for Monday, May 2nd. The state Senate passed a bill providing for the transfer of an addition of names to a personal use cabin permit for a cabin on state land. Regulations adopted by the State Department of Natural Resources and later amendments state that a personal use cabin permit is not transferable or assignable and is valid only during the lifetime of the original holder of the permit. This legislation would, at the request of the original permit holder, transfer the permit to an immediate family member, add an immediate family member as an additional permittee with right of survivorship, and if the original permit holder dies before the age provided by the National Center for Health Statistics as the average life expectancy of a person residing in the state at time of their birth, allow an immediate family member to assume privileges for a period equal to the difference between the original permit holder's age at death and life expectancy determined. The legislation was sponsored by Senate President Peter Michicki.
You all remember a very public loss of life in an airplane accident that happened right down the street from me, unfortunately, about 2 years ago. My friend Greg Bell passed in that accident. The Bells have a family cabin on the west side of Cook Inlet, have for generations, literally generations. And we lost Mr. Bell at 57 years old. His grieving widow received a notice very shortly afterward that their cabin would have to be removed from that property. What this bill allows is the Bell family to put a new name on, and the natural life expectancy for an Alaskan right now is 78.8 years. That family would get an additional 21.8 years. This does not create new areas or new cabins. It simply allows the department to create the program that was intended by that bill so many years ago.
Senate Bill 219 passed the state Senate and was transmitted to the House for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.